So just to highlight what Tim has been brought before us, the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. This isn't an impartial declaration of the Father. It is the full and complete declaration of the Father. That's why He has come in grace and truth. It's not truth and truth. In fact, here we read grace upon grace. It's not truth upon truth, but it's grace and truth in the full declaration of the Father. And why the full declaration of the Father? Because He's in the bosom of the Father. In complete intimacy, in complete oneness with the Father, and therefore with the complete competence to declare the fullness of the Father in grace and truth. If it had been truth only, we would still be condemned with no relationship with God. If it was truth first and then grace, we would be outside of relationship with God. But it's grace that comes from the heart of God flowing through the person of His Son in the full declaration that God is holy, God is righteous, God is truth, and that in the very book of Titus we read that God cannot lie. That's the declaration that has come through the Son of the Father and has drawn us by infinite loving grace into divine and, for you and I, personal relationship with the Father and with the Son.